go to bed. So, like, I can, like, be sure to wake up in the morning and come over. And I was like, okay, cool. Why the fuck did you even go to bed now?
Yeah, like, lots of trouble, because I've had trouble waking up, like,
he just literally sleeps all the fucking time. All the fucking time.
Maybe he needs some electrolytes. Start slipping in vitamins.
I still say give the nudge. That's my, I'm going with the nudge.
Nudge and vitamins.
We have no rights. We own no rights to the music in the background.
What's that?
We own no rights to the music in the background.
Words to the music in the background?
I said we own no rights to the music in the background.
Because you gotta say that, right?
Yes, you gotta say that.
Special talents. I sing a little. I dabble. But ever since I started smoking cigarettes.
I rap.
But I stopped. I can't smoke anymore. I can't sing that much anymore.
I'm a rapper.
Cool.
Yeah.
DJ.
I'm not a DJ.
I'm the real MC.
I do pretty good. He says I do pretty good.
You freestyle?
Me rapping?
Yeah, you're rapping.
Who's the
goat? Pretty good.
Huh?
Wayne.
Yeah, he's the best freestyler, I think.
They said, bet you can't freestyle something by the lollipop. Drop that album.
You want to know what Gwen Stefani wrote Holla Back Girl?
When?
Or, like why Gwen Stefani wrote it? Like,
tell
why
me.
She wrote it. Okay. So, Courtney Love.
But I know you know.
Oh, of course I know. I love Courtney Love, love Hole. But at the time I didn't. I was like a Gwen Stefani fan. Got into Courtney Love years later. Well, in an interview, Courtney Love said, if females of rock and roll were in high school, Gwen Stefani would be a cheerleader.
Oh.
And that she would be the girl smoking, you know, behind a shed at school.
This may be true.
So it pissed Gwen Stefani off that Courtney said that she would be a cheerleader.
Because she was saying it in a negative
in
way.
In a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
So
no,
Gwen wrote Holla Back Girl, which is obviously like a very cheer-infused
I heard that you've been talking
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. And so then it became the first song
that just drew on myself.
A million digital downloads.
Yeah, I did.
And it's now.
I drooled on myself.
Oh, you drooled on yourself. I'm listening. He drooled.
I'm sorry.
She just wrote it as a fucking Courtney Love track, and then it became like
now
a big
now I'm going to think
today.
About it, though.
Like, who is Courtney Love? You know, who cares?
Cobain's ex-wife.
We don't really care.
I care. I love Courtney Love. But at the time, I was like,
I guess I missed that wagon.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
I understand,
I'm
because
you.
Now,
I'm
like, I'm like, oh, Beyonce's overrated, don't kill
I think
me.
Courtney Love,
no, I think Beyonce's overrated, fuck. I think
okay,
Beyonce's
good.
Very overrated.
But I'm like, okay, she can sing pretty good.
I think Courtney Love killed Cobain, man.
I don't.
I think he did. She did.
I don't, she didn't, like, in my opinion.
It's more likely that it was.
She didn't physically kill him. Huh. She did. I'm not saying she physically
it's
killed
a
him. She mentally.
That's gonna be the name of our show. No,
it's
that's only if it's about conspiracies.
I mean,
you know, she didn't physically kill him or like give him no pill. She mentally killed him.
Oh.
She broke,
you know,
like broke
been
his.
So fucked, like the whole time. I mean, she like blames herself.
He was always fucked.
Probably all started with his mother.
He was always
Am
fucked,
right?
But I'm saying, she just.
According
she's
to
basically
her,
finished him off.
According to her, Barbara Walters.
She probably didn't help.
The breaking point for Kurt was after they had Frances Bean, their daughter, obviously. He was like holding her and he was like really fucked up and he dropped her.
The baby. Oh, shit.
And so he felt really guilty after that. And so after that, obviously, like OCS took the baby because they were both really bad off on heroin.
Oh,
they both went to rehab. He G'd out of rehab, disappeared for a few days, got him dead. I think a lot of the fear is that she like would have killed Kurt.
Addiction is
money,
a motherfucker.
But like, I don't think she
addiction
killed
is a motherfucker.
Money. Because, like, she had an agreement. Like, Nirvana signed, I think, a $2 million contract, like, for their album. You know, like,
you need to scoot over here more.
What happened?
They signed a $2 million contract, and then Courtney Love made it her goal to sign a bigger contract with her band Hole. Because, like, as, like, I guess, like, a feminist move.
We're broadcasting
right
now.
She didn't need her.
Are we really?
Yeah.
I hate that. That she didn't need her husband to, like... I don't know. So she signed a $3 million contract. So the bitch had her own money. I don't think she killed Kurt. I think Kurt was just like, obviously, fuck the trust and we'll
think,
though.
I think I don't care that much. Because I'm a horrible person.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Rest in peace.
I do care about
people. Yeah, rest in peace, Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Definitely.
Did Courtney Love die, too?
No. No, she's still alive.
She's still alive? That really? Big. I mean,
isn't that horrible? Shout out to Courtney Love. Like, is that person still alive?
Sorry, Courtney Love.
Like Nelson Mandela. That's another thing.
She posted up Instagram the other day. I think she's like maybe recording a new album.
That's cool.
That's why I asked you to scoot over here more so we could broadcast.
I'm not ready to broadcast.
We are broadcasting already.
You're ready. You didn't know it.
It was great that you...
I'm so hungry.
We're already 6 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I didn't say anything.
Me either.
Offensive.
Delete it.
No,
yeah, I think
we're
live.
They hate that.
And we get to watch our progress. Like, people from different countries are going to be listening and stuff.
Oh, shit.
All over the world.
I'm going to get some nourishment.
I need some more coffee.
Yeah.
You want coffee? I'll bring the pot out here. And pour you out some coffee.
That would be fantastic. But I have to go inside anyway.
Okay.
I'm
about to go lay back down. Why am I fucking awake?
I'd still say you take a break.
Are you going to tell him that?
You should take a break.
Because then you're just going to sit
here. It could be like a day.
You're going to sit here and feel like taken advantage of.
Look, you're going to say take a break.
You could let it go or you could not.
You could say take a break. I bet you by tomorrow he's going to be like, he's going to be in your hands.
Give him some act right.
Yeah, basically. He's going to be, you're going to have him in your palm.
She said give him some act right.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Silly, but it's true.
It's basically what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You're slapping me in the face, but not slapping me in the face. You're mentally fucking. You're mentally slapping me.
It's not like you deserve a better. It's not what I'm saying. Like,
right.
Like you just, you know. I guess I'm just saying you shouldn't be.
He's a baby. He's a baby. So sometimes babies need a little push.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I'm just crazy. Or I'm out.
Maybe we're all just crazy. We could call it a crazy train. Climb aboard. Toot toot. The crazy train.
The crazy train?
Yes.
We're still thinking of podcast names right now.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think that's a good one.
By the end of this, we'll
figure
one out.
A whole range of broad topics.
Right.
This is still in the making.
Two palms. 22 palms.
Shout out to Zach Galifianakis. He is a genius.
Yes, he is.
All right. He's one of my favorites. Oh, my God. You could just look at his face. Like Steve Harvey. You just look at his fucking face and laugh.
Just
the looks that they give.
He can keep a straight face.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like crazy
I know.
Good, man.
Me too. See? See, guys?
You're not going inside.
Yes, he is.
Now you're going to enjoy your day. Without.
I'm going to have a great day regardless. Like, I'm aggravated
good.
Right now.
That's
a problem.
I'm
aggravated. But, like...
You and your cute little earring over there.
My one thing we earring.
I was going to do my nails, but I think we're going fishing.
When's it get off? Who's going fishing?
Me and Pet.
When does Pet get off?
Either 11 or 2 or 3.
One of those.
Not soon enough.
Oh, you are disgusting.
We are disgusting. Until the last time, it's going to be like, you hang up. No, you hang up.
I'm not hanging up until you say it.
I just got this yesterday. It took too much. Oh, it's all the way open. It's called Boo-Poo.
Boo-Poo.
I think it's a horrible name. Why would you put poo in your name? Look at her face.
Nothing is less appetizing than poo.
Poo,
being
right?
In the name.
I don't even pass gas ever. Like, I don't even.
Why can't he come over?
I don't even have a butthole.
You just want to drive during the day.
What the
poo?
It's fucking 6:52 in the morning.
What about it? You don't want to drive?
I know.
He's saying you don't want to drive during the day.
Tell him to come on.
Oh, because of his little sticker?
Oh, my God.
What would fucking Romeo Montague do?
That's what you got fucking 16-year-olds out here killing themselves for love, and you can't drive during the day?
Get behind a wheel.
Noted.
Sad.
Noted.
Sad.
You got people throwing away their families and killing themselves for
now
love.
Now that's a little extreme, but it's true.
And you can't drive away, or drive during the day. Alright. Noted.
Cool. Write it down in my journal.
You should have been text, just so you know.
We don't forget things, do we?
Just so you,
we
just
save
so you know.
That shit 10 years later.
For a rainy day.
We just go back there and pick it out and boom. We don't do it by choice. It just happens that way. Yeah. It's true. That's a,
oh, we got a
that's
new
a
edition
PSA for all the guys out there.
We got a new edition.
Scott, my man. What's up?
What's up?
Welcome to the club.
You know, people say, I'm bad with names. No, you just don't fucking care. Just admit it.
I know I am bad with names.
I'm bad with names.
All right, fine.
Seriously.
All right.
We do give a fuck.
We're broadcasting right now.
Cool. Okay, some people are bad with names.
Making our own podcast.
Sweet. What's it called?
We don't know yet.
That's what it's called. We don't know yet.
Can't get right?
Can't get it right.
That's another name. Dude, you got another joke about the store opens?
Yeah. We thought it was going to be
what time does it
coffee
open?
Gossip.
I'm eight. Waiting to go over there.
I was about to say, I know it closes at 8.
It's 6:54.
God.
I went last night like
would
nine.
You, okay, would, say you were in love with somebody. Would you drive with an inspection sticker expired in the daytime
for
30 minutes. Wait, just go see a person you love.
And no insurance, though.
I've done that.
I'm doing it now.
I'm done with it. Loving somebody.
See Randy?
So. See, yeah. See?
He would do it.
I drove around without insurance for like 5 years.
Scott would do it.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody got some bread? I'm sure could go for some toast right now.
I have two loaves of bread.
I can get a piece from you and a slice from you.
I have the,
please
like,
take some
like the buttered bread.
Oh, Randy's got the buttered bread.
I don't know, it's good. I haven't used it to make toast.
Oh, little buttered bread, Randy. What kind of bread do you have, sir?
87 cents Walmart.
I just got a hamburger bun.
Right.
That'll do it.
But toasted, I'm sure it'll taste delicious.
Yeah.
All right, who can give me the bread? Who can get me the bread
first
faster?
I will.
First drawer up there,
my time
pal.
To shine. My time to prove that I'm a good person and a good friend.
Ready to get the bread. He needs something right now.